Penguin Random House Audio presents 31 Days of Praise, Enjoying God Anew by Ruth Myers with Warren Myers. Read for you by Nan McNamara. Foreword. 31 Days of Praise is down to earth. It touches you where you live and walks with you where you plod. It is not a book that tells you to praise because you are supposed to, and you will be blessed if you do. Rather, it inspires and motivates you to praise from the heart. This book deals with the realities of living in a fallen world, with its disappointing relationships, unfulfilled longings, and shattered dreams. It meets you where you are in the midst of your pain and turmoil, and enables you to see these things from a perspective that is true. As a result, even in the face of heartache, there is praise and the joy of a deeper intimacy with God. Praise itself becomes a blessing because it is real and not just a rehearsal of words. If you are like some of us, you struggle more with your own sin and failure than with outward circumstances. You may be under too heavy a cloud of unworthiness to think of praise. You may feel that until your life is straightened out, you are in no condition to praise. But 31 Days of Praise cuts through that darkness and despair with the truth, reminding you that approach to God has nothing to do with your attainment. It is based on Christ's atonement alone. This book will lift your eyes so that you see the purity, honor, and dignity that God has given you, His beloved one. That right view of yourself is not only immensely freeing, it also brings both joy and deep praise. As a teacher, conference speaker, and former dean of women at Multnomah Bible College, I have had the opportunity to review many excellent books over the years. Yet 31 Days of Praise is the only one that has inspired me to state at my conferences, "Forget buying my books, this is a book you must get." In the last year, I have seen easily over 1,000 copies purchased at my seminars. The reason for my enthusiasm is easy to explain. 31 Days of Praise connects with the deep wellsprings of the heart. It brings healing. It releases praise. I have seen it change the lives of many across this country and other countries as well. So immerse yourself in 31 Days of Praise. If you don't know how to begin to praise, it will open up the path for you. If you have trouble verbalizing your feelings, it will help you put into words what is on your heart. As you use it day by day, you'll learn fresh and exciting ways to bring glory and pleasure to God. You'll discover anew your Father's understanding, His deep and abiding compassion for you, the strength of His word to meet your deepest longings and needs. And above all, you'll experience the boundless joy of giving God the praise that is His due. Dr. Pamela Reeve, advisor and professor at Multnomah Bible College. Special thanks and a bit of history. Warren and I have been amazed by and very grateful for the 30-year process God has used to develop this book. The story began in the 1960s when I wrote Personal Praise Pages, a mimeographed 20-day reminder of things to praise the Lord for. In the early 70s, I was giving a lecture series at the American Club in Singapore and searching for a tool to help women move toward positive emotions. The praise material came to mind, and I expanded it to include a full month of daily praises. Through the years, Warren and I had heard from people who have obtained copies and were using the praise material in this embryonic form. The praise pages found their way into the hands of Gene Moore, a godly businessman from Oklahoma City. His wife, Irma, had used the Days of Praise for 20 years. Gene began to press us to publish the material in book form. He finally prevailed in 1991, helping out financially and reserving the first 700 copies to send as Christmas gifts. Warren's executive assistant in Singapore, Leem Meng Lee, used her creative resources to help produce and promote the book, and within 3 years, more than 20,000 copies of the first edition were distributed. In 1994, Warren and I worked together revising, polishing, and amplifying the book for Multnomah Publishers. The credit for this book goes to many people, but most of all, we're grateful to the Lord, who in His sovereign grace has chosen to richly use it in many lives. Ruth Myers. Part 1. An Invitation to Praise. If you're just beginning to praise and worship, you're on the threshold of a great adventure. You'll find that your gracious, mighty, and majestic God is delightful beyond imagining. You'll discover what a high privilege it is to praise Him. And whether you're a beginner or someone who has long understood the benefits of praise, you'll find that the more you glorify the Lord, the more He will refresh you and deepen your experience of Him. This book has been in the making for years. It was born during my years as a widow. It flowed out of truths that had long motivated me to trust and worship the Lord in the varied seasons and experiences of my life, as a single girl in my native land, as a young wife sojourning in Taiwan, in the Philippines, and in Hong Kong, during my first husband's months of intense suffering with cancer, before the Lord called him home, during my years as a widow with two young children. Woven into this book, you'll find truths about God that affirm A.W. Tozer's words, "The man who has God as his treasure has all things in one, and he has it purely, legitimately, and forever." And you'll find truths that time and again have brought me up short, enabling me to let God into the experiences of my life, whether joyful or painful. Truths that confirm Hudson Taylor's reflections on John chapter 7, verse 37, written about the time his first wife, Maria, died. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Who does not thirst? Who has not mind thirsts or heart thirsts, soul thirsts, or body thirsts? Well, no matter which or whether I have them all, come unto me and remain thirsty? Ah, no. Come unto me and drink. What, can Jesus meet my need? Yes, and more than meet it. No matter how intricate my path, how difficult my service, no matter how sad my bereavement, how far away my loved ones, no matter how helpless I am, how deep are my soul yearnings, Jesus can meet all, and more than meet. I discovered this in a new way after my first husband died at the age of 32. I grieved and shed my tears. I felt deep loneliness, along with the pressures of being left alone to raise two young children. At times, I felt overwhelmed at making all the family decisions. Yet at the same time, I found bright rays of sunlight shining into my heart. How grateful I was to the Lord for His many blessings, for Brian and Doreen and the joys of being their mother, for other people in my life and their loving help, for special answers to prayer, and for small delights such as gazing at a sunset or a unique branch silhouetted against the sky. And even more, the Lord blessed me through times of worship and praise, often with tears of joy mingled with sadness. I found immense comfort as I expressed to the Lord my grief at losing my loved one, and then let Him speak words of love to my heart. Words like the first part of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, from the Revised Standard Version. "You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you." Then I'd tell Him how glad I was that I still had my most beloved one with me. "Thank you, Lord, that I can enjoy your love, the best love of all. Your love is intensely personal. It never fails, And with you, I can enjoy an intimacy far beyond what even the
sample complete. Ready to continue?